Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. It is September 19, 2012, and one of the faithful listeners to the News in Focus program and a former church member sent me a YouTube video, and I want us to listen to the audio recording from this, and I've actually converted it for my very first time, so hopefully the recording is even easier for you to listen to. Now, we are going to, in just a moment, going to the University of New Hampshire, and we're going to listen to former Supreme Court Justice David Souter. And he told the University of New Hampshire Law School, he answers a question from a student. You'll hear her in just a moment. And he talks about pervasive civic ignorance. Pervasive civic ignorance. And I find this very interesting, because right now I am working through and studying and preparing to deal with this issue of, is it a Christian's duty to vote? Is it a Christian's duty to vote? I've got others that are emailing me and discussing with me that they believe that they should not vote in this coming election and that it is not a civic duty of a Christian to vote. So I'm working through this in my mind, and I want to be fair. I want to be biblical. I don't want to bring in presuppositions and bias into the discussion. But I find it interesting that this former Supreme Court justice, who is, I do not know whether he is a Christian or not. He doesn't have a Christian bias in his presentation here. I want you to listen to how he talks about freedom. He talks about losing freedom. Listen very closely to what he worries about. As I was listening to this discussion, I want you to think about what you know about the Antichrist and what the Antichrist is going to set up in the future and the type of government that the Antichrist will have. I want you to think about how you are called to be salt and light in this world, that we as Christians are called to be salt and light. I want you to think about what you know about how Christ rebukes apathetic Christians in the book of Revelation, those that are lukewarm, and how he rebukes those. I want you to consider that as you listen to, again, former Supreme Court Justice Souter. And the clip is only about 7 minutes long. And what he has to say to us with regard to civic ignorance and the state we're in as a nation, and what he's most concerned about, should be very helpful to you. It should perhaps give you something more to think about with regard to yourself, your awareness of what's going on, your children's awareness, where they are being educated, who is educating them, what they are aware of. And again, I find this ironic because we just had Rick Green here. And Rick Green brought to our attention in two presentations a Christian heritage or a religious heritage, not evangelical, not going to make it any more than what it is, just an awareness of the existence of God and his role as creator. And now I think about that day and age with those signers of the Constitution and the present day we're in. And I want you to, as you're listening to this, consider where we were as a nation and where we're going as a nation. And then send me your comments, send me your thoughts, pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. Berean is B-E-R-E-A-N, B-E-R-E-A-N, BaptistChurch.org. We're in Fayetteville, North Carolina. You can find us on the web. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day. In just a moment, you'll be in New Hampshire listening to Justice Souter.
Hi, I'm Debbie Skiri, and I'm from Windham. And my question tonight is really around where we started this conversation, which was really around the schools.
Around the what?
Schools.
Oh.
I've heard a lot this evening about democratic principles, civic engagement. And I guess I'm wondering, Justice Souter, if you could share with us your thoughts about what the appropriate role and probably responsibility as well of our schools to produce civically engaged students.
Well, I'll have to be careful of that one because I could talk even longer on that than on some of the other things that I've talked on. But I'll start with the bottom line. I don't believe there is any problem of American politics and American public life which is more significant today than the pervasive civic ignorance of the Constitution of the United States and the structure of government. I hope every one of you runs for the legislature. I won't spend a lot of time on statistics. We know with pretty reliable evidence that two-thirds of the people in the United States do not know that we have three separate branches of government. I remember, and I don't know the name of it, but I can remember hearing about a survey back 4 or 5 years ago in which a substantial percentage of Americans believed that the Supreme Court of the United States was a committee of the Congress. It didn't used to be this bad. When I was in school, we had actually, in the course of high school, there were two required civics courses. When we got out of high school, we may not have known a lot, but we at least had a basic understanding of the structure of American government, the structure of state government, for that matter. And what that gave us was not only a kind of a framework to hang the other thing, hang on the things that we learned later. It gave us a basic sense of where responsibility lies for given problems within the government. And a corollary of that was we certainly understood where responsibility lay in matters that with the business of the legislative branch or the Congress of the United States. And we knew that we could influence that by voting. Today, I don't believe there would have been any two-thirds ignorance rule back at that time. Starting about 1970, the teaching of civics went into decline from which it has never significantly recovered. The good news, I know simply from what I've learned in New Hampshire, is there are a lot of terrific civics teachers in New Hampshire who are trying to turn that around. One of their problems is that they don't necessarily have the material support to do it very well, and the demands on teaching, and this includes the demands that are imposed by the No Child Left Behind rule, makes it very difficult to find the time for more civics. But the reason I said that I think it is the most significant problem that we've got is that I think some of the aspects of current American government that people on both sides find frustrating are in part a function of the inability of people to understand how government can and should function. It is a product of civic ignorance. What I worry about is a remark that Benjamin Franklin made, and Susan Leahy quoted Jefferson at the beginning about how an ignorant people can never remain a free people. Democracy cannot survive too much ignorance. Franklin, in effect, had a comment to which the Jefferson comment is a kind of an answer or a response. And you probably have heard this, but it bears repeating. Franklin was asked by someone, I think, on the streets of Philadelphia shortly after the 1787 convention adjourned, what kind of government the Constitution would give us if it was adopted. And Franklin's famous answer was, a republic, if you can keep it. You can't keep it in ignorance. I don't worry about our losing republican government in the United States because I'm afraid of a foreign invasion. I don't worry about it because I think there is going to be a coup by the military, as has happened in some other places. What I worry about is that when problems are not addressed, people will not know who is responsible. And when the problems get bad enough, as they might do, for example, with another serious terrorist attack, as they might do with another financial meltdown, some one person will come forward and say, "Give me total power and I will solve this problem." That is how the Roman Republic fell. Augustus became emperor not because he arrested the Roman Senate. He became emperor because he promised that he would solve problems that were not being solved. If we know who is responsible, I have enough faith in the American people to demand performance from those responsible. If we don't know, we will stay away from the polls. We will not demand it. And the day will come when somebody will come forward and we and the government will in effect say, take the ball and run with it. Do what you have to do. That is the way democracy dies. And if something is not done to improve the level of civic knowledge, that is what you should worry about at night. So, to end where I began, the support of civic education in the United States, including in this state, is a public problem and a public responsibility which is second to none.